Israeli settlers have attacked the village of Manshea near the occupied West Bank city of Bethlehem. They smashed up a car belonging to a local, covering the wall of a house with racist graffiti. A similar attack by the Israeli settlers left a young child wounded 2 days ago.
Yeah, I mean, this pattern of systematic settler violence has been increasing in the last 2 years. And we've seen more and more attacks being committed specifically on rural Palestinian areas. And it's expected that in 2013, as the situation gets more tense, as the political situation becomes less and less stable, settler attacks will continue to increase.
Fadi also explained how the Israeli settler violence will get increasingly worse.
Yes, I think part of it is in response to the diplomatic efforts that have been happening. Part of it is just the Israeli society is moving more and more to the right, and settlers are given more and more impunity to continue committing these attacks.
Some observers believe now that Israel is expanding the construction of settlements in occupied Palestinian territories, it remains within its interest to arm the settlers.
This is an Israeli policy to make the Palestinian life more difficult. After they went to the UN and they got this United Nations recognition as a non-member state, the Israeli government trained and armed the settlers to make the Palestinian lives more difficult.
Human rights groups, along with international community, are now demanding the Palestinian Authority to collate information on attacks by the Israeli settlers and their impunity in order to take Israel to the International Criminal Court. Human rights groups believe that Tel Aviv is supporting the recent surge of violent settler attacks as punishing measures against Palestinians, particularly after their embarrassing diplomatic efforts at the UN and the increasing pressure from the international community. Nell Burden, Press TV, Occupied Bethlehem.